Confidentiality and safety in reentry and restoration chaplaincy. In reentry and restoration chaplaincy, trust matters deeply. Many returning citizens have lived in environments where privacy felt unsafe, conversations were monitored, motives were questioned, and vulnerability could be used against them. When a chaplain listens with steadiness and care, that can become a powerful gift. But trust must never be built on unsafe promises. A reentry and restoration chaplain should not say, "You can tell me anything, and I will never tell anyone." That sounds compassionate, but it is not wise. It can create confusion, false expectations, and danger. A better phrase is, "I will respect your privacy, but if someone is in danger, if you may hurt yourself, if someone else may be harmed, or if abuse or exploitation is involved, I may need to get help." That kind of clarity protects everyone. Confidentiality in chaplaincy is not secrecy without limits. It is careful stewardship of what someone shares. It means the chaplain does not gossip, expose, shame, or use someone's story as a ministry example without permission. It also means the chaplain understands when safety, law, program rules, or moral responsibility require action. Reentry ministry often happens in legally sensitive settings. A person may be on parole or probation. They may live in transitional housing. They may be under court conditions. They may be part of a recovery program or church-based restoration ministry with clear expectations. The chaplain does not need to become a legal expert, but the chaplain must respect the structures that already govern the setting. Safety also includes how and where conversations happen. Private care should not become hidden care. A chaplain should avoid isolated meetings, secret transportation, private financial arrangements, emotionally dependent relationships, or late-night crisis patterns without oversight. Wise ministry stays visible enough to remain accountable. This does not make the chaplain cold. It makes the chaplain trustworthy. People reentering society after incarceration need compassion, but they also need steady boundaries. They need spiritual care that honors their dignity without creating confusion. They need someone who can say, "I care about you, and I will not handle this alone if safety is at risk." The goal is not control. The goal is faithful presence with wisdom. A reentry and restoration chaplain protects trust by speaking honestly from the beginning. Privacy is honored, dignity is protected, safety is taken seriously. And when something rises beyond the chaplain's role, the chaplain reaches for the proper help. That is not a failure of ministry, that is mature chaplaincy.